People often talk about how fast Singapore moves. At the end of the week, most people don't know where the week went and have trouble remembering who they met. Sometimes when I see the elderly sweeping the floors or cleaning the public toilets, I notice people just walking by them like they don't exist. And I wonder, when I get to the age, will anyone stop to even offer me a smile? But my mother told me a story that gave me hope. It was a Wednesday afternoon.
It was a Wednesday afternoon. Madam Hamina was walking home from the mini mart. She was balancing on the narrow road divider. This was no ordinary day. Madam Hamina, who lived alone, was just recovering from a fall and was precariously balancing on crutches while struggling with a plastic bag of rice and groceries.
The traffic was moving very fast on both sides of the road, and I felt very unstable and very afraid.
It was peak hour, and everyone was rushing. The wind created by the passing cars almost buffeting Madam Hamina off the divider. Trembling and tearing, Madam Hamina crouched forward.
A few meters away from me, I saw this old woman on crutches carrying plastic bags that looked very heavy. I could see that something was wrong, but her face was turned away from me. She didn't realize it, but her position caused the foot of one of her crutches to be right at the edge of the divider.
Mr. Hing slowly walked towards her, careful not to alarm her. He suddenly became aware of the precarious position Madam Hamina was in. Just then, a lorry rushed past, and the gust of wind and dust flew into Madam Hamina's eyes, startling her and knocking her off balance.
Oh, it all happened so fast. I saw her slip, the crutch flying onto the road. I ran forward, grabbed hold of her, and suddenly I heard a snap. Oh, I feared the worst.
The snap Mr. Hing heard was the crutch being snapped into pieces by a passing car, just centimeters away from the edge of the divider.
I held on to Madam Hamina for a good minute or so. I was afraid to let her go. I think she was still in a shock, just like me.
My heart was beating so fast and I felt lightheaded. For a moment, I thought I had been hit. I never thought anyone noticed me, but this man saved my life.
Now, I always make a special effort to say hello to elderly workers and people I met on the street. Even though I may not end up saving their life, I end up brightening their day and mine too. And who knows, one day I will make a difference that I can't even imagine. Just like Mr. Hing did to Madam Hamina. We need each other more than we realize.